Hallelujah. Isaiah 4:3. Thank you this morning. If you're visiting with us, I appreciate you coming. I'm glad all of you came this morning. I just feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Woo. Isaiah 4:3. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord shall have wasted away or washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. Oh, I wish I had time to talk about the spirit of judgment and burning. I'll be back. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. The shining of a flame of fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. Wow. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime, for the heat and for the place of refuge and for a covered from storm and from rain. I want to talk about defending the glory. Oh, God, defending the glory. God, I come before you this morning. I am so thankful for your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. You said it won't always strive with man, but Lord, it's here this morning in a mighty way. We ask that you would awaken people. As David said, let me not close mine eyes lest I sleep the sleep of death. God, help us to open our eyes and realize that we have less time now than when we first believed. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Defending the glory. Bear with me this morning. We've had a wonderful service so far, but I've got to deliver this to you this morning. Please be patient with me. Glory, the defending of the glory. Glory means to be elevated and to give great honor and to give great praise. But I'm here to tell you anything that can be elevated can be devastated as well. That is why they wanted to fly the planes into those big, tall buildings. They didn't say, let's pick a one-story building or a two-story building. They wanted something that had glory about it, something that was high and that was lifted up. And so anything, the higher it goes up, the bigger they are. Yes, the harder they fall. And anything that can be built up can be torn down. And anything that is built up, I'm here to tell you, you have to defend it. Anything. Now, if you don't have anything, you don't have anything to defend. That's fine. You don't have anything, you don't have to defend anything. But if you have anything, I don't care if it's a fig tree, brother, you got to defend it. If you got money, you got to defend it. If you got a job, you got to defend it. You got a spouse, you got to defend it. If you got anything that brings you pleasure or glory, you got to defend it. Or you will lose it. Because there is an adversary, my brothers, called the devil, who goes about and he seeks to kill, to steal, and to destroy anything that has glory. Mm-hmm. And we need to learn that anything that's built up can be torn down. If you've got a bad reputation, you don't have to defend it. But if you got a good reputation, how many of you heard on the radio? It says, if you got bad news, Google out there on the internet, we'll help you defend your reputation. They're gonna smother all that bad stuff that somebody put out you with so much information they can't find it. Defend it. Trying to defend you. And there are so many times, my brothers and sisters, that if we're not careful, we spend all of our time defending our glory and never finish our story. Because we're so worried about our glory. Amen. But anything you have that can be lifted up, I'm here to tell you it can be lifted down. But I remember a man that said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And whatever God lifts up cannot be brought down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he is lifted up, he is high and he's lifted up. Hallelujah. A man many times seeks to have glory and to have honor, but I'm here to tell you, man's glory is like the glory of the flower. Oh, look how beautiful the rose is today. Check it next week, and you will find it's just as ugly as it was glorious. And he said, man's life is like the flower. It's here today and beautiful today, but it is gone and withered tomorrow. Your glory is a fading thing. Fading thing. Give it two generations and nobody will remember you. In our text, we see that it shall come to pass that whatever is left in Zion, whatever is left in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, and everything that's living in Jerusalem or living for God or Zion. He said, because I will wash away the filth of those in Zion, I will purge them by my spirit of judgment and by my spirit of burning. Lord, he's going to purge you by judgment and burning. Some of you may be in the fire this morning, but I'm here to tell you, he's just purging you. He's just purging you. And the Lord will create a dwelling place, it said, for his spirit and their assemblies and a cloud by day. Now, here's where I'm going. The cloud by day and a fire by night, for upon all the glory shall be a defense. God will defend the habitation of his glory. Wherever the glory of God is, he will defend it. The first time we see in the Bible this reference of glory of God, we look at glory and honor going to God. We find it in the time of the Pharaoh and the time of the Egyptian bondage, and Israel is in bondage for 400 years under these taskmasters. And God calls Moses out of what? A flame of fire, right? He calls him out of this flame of fire. And the Bible says that he called him to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go, that he may give me glory, that he may give me honor. He's trying, beside me, there can be no other. I want Pharaoh to give me glory. So after 9 plagues, still not giving God glory. But on the 10th plague, he said, this time he will give me glory. The death angel, stay with me, passes over and kills everything that does not have the blood applied. And at midnight, the Bible says a cry went out that's not been heard that loud to this day for all the sons that was lost of the firstborn of that house. And a cry went out, and that cry, they said, let Israel go, that they might give God their glory. God was now beginning to get Pharaoh's attention, that he might get glory out of him. Oh my God. And so Moses and the children of Israel leave, as they leave, now watch closely, as they leave from where they're at in bondage, they find in front of them this pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. Now, I don't know about you, but in my mind, when my youthful mind, when we talked about, and even until not too long ago, like yesterday, I always looked at this. How many of you see the cloud up there, you know? The cloud goes up there, and it leads them, you know, and they follow the cloud, you know. It's kind of hard to follow a cloud. Now, come on. You think about it. You think about a cloud in the sky and follow that cloud. That's not easy. But it also said it was a flame of fire by night. And it would lead them day and night. Now, what I didn't realize, because I always thought it was this puff of fire, ball of fire, or this cloud. It's not what it was. The Bible says it was a pillar. This is a pillar. A pillar is an upright thing. A pillar. Watch. Exodus 13 and 19, and I'm going to do some teaching this morning as well. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn to the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took the journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud, and led them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light and to go day and night. They were on the move, honey. They were going day and night. There was one sleeping, one traveling. You know, they were day and night. They were moving. And he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of the fire by night from before the people. And so I realized, and I began to research this, it was like a cloud descended from heaven and touched the earth. and a fire would come from heaven and touch the earth. And I'm going to show you, prove that as we go along. But that's a lot easier to follow. That's a whole lot easier to follow. Now it's making sense. And so he says this will not leave them as long as they're wandering in this wilderness. So this upright structure would descend from heaven, and it would be there in the daytime, but at night it would be the fire. And so the first position that we find the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire leading the children of Israel is, guess where? To the Red Sea. It comes before they actually cross over the Red Sea. This shows up on the other side before they cross over, and it's leading them to the Red Sea. And so when it leads them there, it guess what? It don't leave them there. If he leads you there, he won't leave you there. Okay, so this pillar was on the move. It wasn't stationary. And as it moved, Israel moved. If it didn't move, they didn't move, right? It's like the leading of the Spirit, if you will. And so now they've come to the Red Sea, and the pillar, listen close, does not go ahead of them. The cloud does not go ahead of them. I thought it's supposed to lead me. Guess what? It goes behind them. Let's watch. Exodus 14 and 16. But lift thou up, now they're at the brink of the river, of the sea, thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians that they will follow them. And I will get me glory. I'm going to get some honor upon Pharaoh. I'm going to be one up on him. And upon all of his hosts, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, hallelujah, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon the chariots, and upon the horsemen. Don't forget, as I preach, God's going to defend his honor. He's going to defend his glory. Wherever the glory is, he'll defend it. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came to pass the camp, between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud of darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all that night. Now, let me set this up for you, because these pillars that were defense mechanisms. They weren't only leading things, they were defending them. The glory of God not only leads you, hallelujah, but it will defend you. It was a defense mechanism. And he sets this up. Now, this is what I believe. On one side, now, here's Israel facing this way, and behind them is coming these Egyptians, but behind them is the fire. And on the other side of the fire is the cloud. Because it said it was light to them on one side, and it was dark to them on the other side. So they were both there, and it was the light that was giving them all night long, but it was the cloud of darkness to them that was shielding the light, so they were in darkness. Are you with me this morning? And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them. Woo, I imagine they looked at that and said, Lord, if they can do it, we can too. Let's go. And they went in after them in the midst of the sea. Even all of Pharaoh's horses, the Lord was drawing them in, and his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass, and in the morning, watch, that the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and the cloud. He pulled back the veil. There was like a fire and there was a cloud. And he just pulled them all back and said, y'all all in yet? Because when you're all in, I'm letting it go. I'm getting me honor today. And so he looked between, right through the wall of the fire and the cloud, and troubled. See, your enemies that's been troubling you, don't worry. He'll trouble them. Every time that Saul was about ready to get David, he had him up a mountain one time, and he was ready to slay him. Then he got word the Philistines had caused war at the camp, and he had to leave. God will trouble your enemies with so much trouble, they'll leave you alone. and took off their chariot wheels, and they drave them heavily. So the Egyptians said, oh, here we go, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord, woo, that God's getting him some glory now, and the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. They began to give God the glory for what was going on. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, and over the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon the chariots, and upon the horsemen. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of the Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. I'm here to tell you, when Israel got on the other side, they were singing about the glory of God, how that God had overthrown the horsemen and his riders, how that they had the enemy that they saw will see no more. I'm telling you, God's got a way of getting glory. He will defend his glory. And now this pillar of cloud and this pillar of fire begins to lead them. Okay, it moved from the back now to the forefront. And the Lord would speak out of this cloud, and he would speak to the people and to Moses and out of this flame of fire. And as they travel, miracles begin to happen. Mm-hmm. The manna, you know, and the water coming out of the rock, Aaron's rod that budded. And he says, I want you to build me. Now listen close. I want you to build me an ark of the covenant, of the contract. I mean, don't you put your contracts in a filing cabinet? How many you throw them on the kitchen table? No, you got a will, if you got an annuity, you got life insurance, you put it in a covenant. You put it in an ark. You put it in a safe place. He said, now I want you to take and start collecting a few of these real important things, because there's nothing will shut the enemy up like a miracle. Just like the song said, we can do the supernatural. The supernatural will shut people up. So anytime they bellyache, you hold up Aaron's rod. Give them the Ten Commandments and the cup of golden cup of manna. That was the three things in there. And he said, it shall be for a testimony unto me. It will be a testimony to give me glory. And there's nothing shuts the enemy up like a testimony where God gets the glory out of what's going on. Hallelujah. Do you have any testimonies to give God this morning? Hallelujah. What's in your ark? Let me move along here. And as these miracles transpire, they put them in the ark, and they carry the ark, the sample of miracles. It was called the testimonies or the witnesses of God. And as the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire moved over the tabernacle, because it was the dwelling place of God's glory. See, now, it was no longer just out wandering and leading them. Sister, when he got the Ark of the Covenant, he built the tabernacle, it came and sat on it so that they would know where to camp. So from now on, you read this, the Ark of the Covenant. Follow the Ark of the Covenant. Because where the Ark of the Covenant was, the pillar went with it, and the fire went with it. So that when the priest would move it, the glory went with it. And God would defend his glory. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? All right. Watch this. Numbers 9 and 15. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. Hallelujah. And at even, there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance. Everyone say appearance, because it's important you understand. The appearance of fire until the morning. It was not necessarily real fire. It was the appearance of fire. When you look at a flame of fire, we're talking about, he said, he shall make his angels a spirit and his ministers a flame of fire. What he is saying is he'll make them bright. He'll make them beam. He'll make them glorious. They'll be like the flame of fire. All right? So the cloud and the pillar of fire moved where the glory of God was. It was in the testimonies. So it was always. The cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night. So now we have the Ark of the Covenant in the tabernacle, where now when the tabernacle moves, they move. When the Ark of the Covenant moves, they move. And God was not only leading them, but he was defending them. No wonder he told Abraham, I will be your exceeding great reward and thy shield. Hallelujah. He's no wonder David says so many times, he said, God is my defense. He is my refuge. He's my strong and mighty tower. The righteous run into it and are saved. I'm going to tell you, anything that's built up, your body has to have a defense mechanism, whether you know it or not. You cut yourself, immediately things go to work. You got an infection, immediately things go to work, because it's something trying to tear you down. But you've got to have a defense system. And so we find not until Solomon builds the temple. He takes the Ark of the Covenant. Now listen close. He takes the Ark of the Covenant and they bring it in. They got all the trumpets ready. They got all the singers ready. And here comes the Ark of the Covenant with the Levites bringing it in. And they set it in its resting place. And they set it down. And the Bible says when they did, the cloud showed up. Watch. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place that the cloud, what cloud? The same cloud that was over the tabernacle as they moved through the wilderness. Now it comes into the presence of the temple where the Ark of the Covenant is left to stay. It filled the house of the Lord so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. God was there in a mighty and a glorious way. It just got so out of hand, if you will, that people were giving way to the Spirit of God and just giving God glory and giving him greatness and giving him honor, because God wants a place to get honor. He wants a tabernacle that'll give him praise. And so this cloud, this pillar, showed up right there. And it was there that the voice of the Lord spoke to Solomon. He said, I am here to defend you of your enemies. I'm here to heal you of all your diseases. I'm going to defend my glory. Did I not read that Isaiah said wherever there was a dwelling place of God's Spirit that he would defend his glory? And for time's sake, I don't have time. Let's fast forward to the New Testament and you will find God's next dwelling place is men. And so when you see, for example, John the Baptist baptized Jesus, and he comes up out of the water, and guess what showed up? The cloud. The cloud. I said the cloud showed up. And the Bible says, and there descended like unto a dove in the shape of a bodily, in a bodily shape, and it lit upon him and remained. And a voice came out of the cloud and said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. It was finding a new resting place. Hallelujah. And if we could go on quickly, you would find that when on the mountain transfiguration, guess what showed up? The cloud showed up. Hallelujah. And out of the cloud said the same thing. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Oh, the Bible says that Jesus was the glory of God. The glory of the Father. I got two glorious kids. They're the glory of me. Let me tell you, your kids can shame you, but they can glory you. Right? And so, as they come this morning, you might ask, well, why so much bodily suffering? Okay, if I got God's glory and he's going to defend, I said he defends his glory. I didn't say he defends your body. Because the Bible says it pleased the Father to bruise the Son. Why? It gave him glory. While the body will be dissolved away, we have a tabernacle of flesh that will be dissolved away, but we have a heavenly place that is eternal to the glory of God. And so this morning, I'm sorry if you're suffering and you have the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry. I will pray for you. And somebody said, well, you read the scriptures and it says, I am your God that healeth thee of all thy diseases. And I still got this problem. You don't understand the scriptures. What it's saying is, if you get healed, it'll be God. That's what it's saying. If you get healed, it'll be God. He is the God that healeth thee of all thy diseases. But the Bible says there was many widows in the time of Elijah, but he didn't send but to one. There were many lepers in the time of Nahum. But he didn't send the prophet but to one. What you need to pray, Lord, let me be the one. Let me be the one. Lord, I believe I can be the one. Hallelujah. See, that's what I'm talking about, faith. Lord, if you're going to heal anybody in here, and everybody's got problems, but if you're going to heal anybody, it's going to be me. If you're going to heal one, let me be the one. Because if you get healed, it'll be because of God. The greatest glory that the Father perhaps ever got, God ever got, was when Jesus got up out of the grave. It is true. He is alive. He is risen. Woo, and the glory. See, it was a sad day when they pulled him off the cross. It was a sad day. Rigor mortis had set in. They folded him up. They wanted to wind him up and embalm him and throw him in a grave that he didn't even have. Jesus didn't even buy a burial plot. Because he wasn't staying long. He wasn't staying. Just need to borrow it for about 3 days. Sad day. But when he got up, they were running. He is alive. He is alive. The glory of God will always be defended, my brothers and sisters. I close with this. Jesus told his disciples. You see, he went away in a cloud. And he said this. He said, then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. He went away in a cloud. You don't know, I'm not catching this. I said he went, see, in my little youthful mind, I see him going up and joining up with a cloud. That's what I've always seen in my mind. That's not what happened. He went away in a cloud. He was the cloud. And he went up in the cloud, and he's coming back in a cloud. It's the same cloud, my brothers and sisters, that was there at the tabernacle and at the temple. And here we are today in the New Testament. He tells his disciples, I will not leave you comfortless. I want to dwell in you. For the tabernacle of God now is with men. It's no longer in a box. It's no longer in a building or an edifice, but it is now within men. You are the ark of the covenant. You are the testimonies of God. No wonder he said that you shall receive power after that you receive my glory. After that you receive my glory, you're going to receive power, and you shall be my witnesses. And wherever I got my witness, I will defend my glory. I will defend my glory. There are men today that hold titles for the most passive throne, 500 games with most passive throne. I'm here to tell you, he'll defend that all his life, and somebody will beat it. Men that hold titles spend all their lives trying to defend their titles. They box and they lose and they try to win the title again. But I'm here to tell you, I got something inside of me, and you need something inside of you, that God will defend his title. Hallelujah. He's going to defend his title. Hallelujah. He's not going to let anybody supersede his glory. And so we have it right here. And the day of Pentecost was fully come. You know, I hardly ever read this scripture, but I'm reading it this morning. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord and in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. You remember I had you say appearance, because it wasn't a real fire. It had the appearance of fire. Oh, and here it is again. My God, it came from heaven, all the way from heaven. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it set on them because they were the new Ark of the Covenant. They were the glory of God. If this is the treasures of God, he put in earthen vessels to the glory of God. Woo, hallelujah. And it set upon them. And they were all filled with the Spirit. Did I not read to you that Isaiah said wherever he puts his Spirit, he will defend it. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit spoke through the fire. You're not catching this. They began to speak in tongues as the Spirit spoke. Gave the utterance through the fire. Anybody I ever said really get the Holy Ghost? You ever said they're on fire? They are on. Look at the glow they have on their face. I've seen people that were so down and so out, and when they get the Holy Ghost, they're a flame of fire. I'm here to tell you this morning, if you don't have that flame, too many people are trying to live off of an old flame. They never forget their old flame. Still brings a little spark and a little hope. But I'm here to tell you, there's no flame like the Holy Ghost. Jeremiah said, well, I'm not going to prophesy anymore. I'm tired of prophesying. Every time I say something, it's bad. They don't like me around here, so I'm just going to shut up. And he said it was like fire shut up in my bones. Woo, he said, and I had to let it out. Hallelujah. Would you stand this morning if you don't have? You are, my brothers and sisters, the Ark of the Covenant, where God puts his glory inside of you. And God will defend his glory. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed out begging bread. And you and I this morning, he chose you to give him the glory. I want them to sing the song, Give God the Glory. Give God the Glory. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. If you try to steal God's glory, I'm telling you, he'll snuff you out. Give God the glory, and he'll give you the victory. Oh, hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah.